For the 36th time, directors, producers, film professionals, students and cinema buffs all came together for 11 days to celebrate the world of film in the West Bohemian town of Karlovy Vary. In total, 282 films were shown, out of which 17 were screened in competition. Krzysztof Zanussi was the chairman of the festival's official jury. He noted that what started off as a pleasant movie marathon ended up being sheer hard work.
Well, we had to see about normally 3 films per day, but as I had one conference in Spain and had to go out, I was watching 4 films a day. We were almost unanimous, and that was amazing. We were all having the same preferences. That's why the debate was very short. And we differ very strongly from the journalists. We have seen what journalists were choosing, and we were not of the same opinion.
For the first time in its 36 years, the festival featured a significant number of films shot by digital camera. Although it is believed to be an innovative and, above all, cheap way of making movies, Mr. Zanussi believes that the art is yet to be perfected.
I think almost none of them works. No, they are all very disappointing, and they're universally disappointing to the public. The public doesn't want to see them. So it means that the specificity of this new technology hasn't been explored yet. But it will come. They have some texture which is interesting, but it's interesting for professional. General audience mostly does not relate to them.
For the second consecutive year, British actor Julian Sands made his way to Karlovy Vary, this time to present Time Code, one of the more unique digital film productions shown. With the help of 4 handheld digital cameras, its director Mike Figgis portrays the lives of 4 people on one screen, all in one unedited shot. Julian Sands once again had praise for the Spa Town Film Festival.
I found Karlovy Vary very charming, very friendly, very sympathetic, and very unhostile. The Cannes Film Festival and Venice, even Toronto and Sundance, can be very tense, very stressful experiences. I don't go to all the festivals I'm asked to go to. I was invited to the Moscow Film Festival a couple of weeks ago. You were asking, do actors and directors talk? Yes, they do. And I think it's the worst place to go. There is no grace, there is no politeness, and not much interest in films. What I loved last year, and again I feel it this year, is that this festival really celebrates films, and more important than the people who make the films, it's a festival for the people who go to see films.
One point that Norman Reedus, a young up-and-coming American actor, at the festival to present the film Beatniks, was also overwhelmed with.
I saw the movie 15 minutes, and the crowd seemed to really respond to it. A lot of jokes being said before the movie started by the presenters and so forth, and they all seemed really cool and laid back, and it's nice to see. It's been fun.
Coincidentally, the Czech actor Karel Rodin starred in 15 minutes, alongside Robert De Niro and Oleg Taktarov. Although he's known to be one of the most interview-shy actors in the country, I managed to get him to tell us how a Czech actor gets cast in a big Hollywood production.
It just happened accidentally, I don't know. They called me to read a couple of pages in Czech Republic, and I didn't know what is it about. So I went there, I read these couple of pages, and they called me, and they flew me to States, and I got stuck there for a month. It was really tough for me, because I didn't finish my work in Czech Republic, and I had to deal with it, and it's really tough.
Did you have to think about it before you said, yes, I'll actually do the movie?
No, not at all.
What is the difference between working with an American or U.S. film director and a Czech film director?
I think basically it's you just see all this money behind it, so they can do more than we can do. They use more cameras. Everything is about money. You work under good conditions. I think it's good.
What was it like working with Robert De Niro?
No, it was great. When I met him for the first time, I was nervous, like anybody else. But then, after a while, we started to talk to each other, and he's so shy, and I can understand it, because I'm shy as well, and so we could improvise a lot, which is great. And it was a really good experience for me to work with him.
Karel Rodin enjoyed working with the Americans. What about Norman Reedus, who has been in the Czech Republic for 3 months, filming Blade 2 alongside Wesley Snipes? How has he fared working with a Czech crew?
When you shoot in America, there's a lot of the crew members, like the gaffers and the lighting department and so forth, they all want to be actors or directors, or they got a screenplay they want you to read, or they want to meet your agent or something like that. But here, everybody just wanted to go hang out and drink a beer. It's a lot more fun. I've met a lot of really cool people, and I've made a bunch of good friends who were Czech and didn't speak much English, and but we had a really good time together.
Another young actress who has also filmed in Prague is Thora Birch of American Beauty. At the festival promoting Ghost World, she revealed that she had wanted to come to the festival ever since she had heard about it from a Czech crew. Her colleague, Scarlett Johnson, on the other hand, let slip that she had never heard about the festival until just before she arrived.
I had heard of the Karlovy Vary Film Festival because I was in Prague shooting a film called Dungeons and Dragons for the whole summer, and our crew disappeared for 2 weeks because they all came to the festival. And they were very excited about it and had lots of stories to tell about it, and it just sounded really fun. So I had known about it, and now I'm here.
Well, I must admit that I've never heard of the festival before, so I feel a little slightly embarrassed. But apparently, you know, we found out that, you know, this was like one of the biggest film festivals of Eastern Europe, and so we kind of finagled our way here.
One man who knows all too well about the Karlovy Vary Film Festival and was finally honored for his life's work was the Czech film director Otakar Vávra. During the festival's opening ceremony, the 90-year-old legend was presented with an award for outstanding artistic contribution to world cinema. Mr. Vávra noted that the key to long-term success as a film director was an all-round education.
A director must have an all-round education. There are fields where people are highly focused and don't have a knowledge of anything else. But a director must know everything about the life and world around him as much as possible. He has to be interested in people, get to know them and be able to work with them. He mainly has to picture something and transfer his imagination into concrete things, scenes, situations, the acting and so
on.
I choose my own actors. In the United States, directors are simply given the actors because they are on long-term contracts. Here, if an actor doesn't fit the part, then it's my fault, and that's why I must be able to recognize the right person. A director should have knowledge of world literature and creative art.
Mr. Vávra, who has not directed for 11 years, still teaches young students today. In fact, many of the Czech Republic's most successful film directors were tutored by Otakar Vávra. Věra Chytilová, Jiří Mencil, Evald Šorn, the list goes on, all of which are names that are deeply respected by Czech buffs. But how do today's students differ from those from 30, 40 years ago?
Talentu se dá těžko říct, protože to se poznává později.
As far as talent is concerned, it's difficult to say because that is detected later, but they definitely differ in their ambition. My earlier students were unbelievably hard-working. Apart from that, they were also educated. Here at the school, one learns all sorts of things. The artistic know-how, however, is difficult to catch if the student lacks the extra interest. My former students had that special interest. They wanted to know. It wasn't just about getting a good grade. They want to know. That is the big difference. That's important. And most of the time, it's those with the talent who are eager to learn.
During his life, Mr. Vávra has lived through two world wars, the First Republic, Nazi occupation, and communist Czechoslovakia. Yet he always remained a successful director. Something many criticize him for. So how did he manage to make it through three so very different regimes?
That is why I mainly turned to historical movies. I simply kept my distance from the present situation.